Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stutter Talk. This is the first B-Team episode of 2015, and I'm regular co-host Joel Cordy here with the other two regular co-hosts, Roisin McManus.
Hey, guys.
And Karen Herring.
Hey, everyone.
And just so you're aware, we've been kind of struggling with Roisin's connection a little bit, so it's possible that Roisin in the middle of the show just might be gone. And we just want you guys to not – we don't want that to frighten you guys. So just so you're aware of it, that might happen. But we're hoping that it's not going to happen because we haven't really talked for a while. So, as per usual, we don't really have much of a plan. but lots of stuff has happened in our lives in the last few months, and I'm sure lots of stuttering has happened. I've certainly been stuttering a lot. Would anybody like to talk for a while and maybe share something?
Karen?
I don't really have anything huge.
You're just saying that because I had a kid.
Yeah, you have like huge stuff going on. My stuttering has been out of control.
Whoa, that's strong language.
It has been craziness.
It must be going around because I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah, it's been really, really hard. Like, just really long blocks that I feel like I truly cannot get out of. And that's probably one of the worst feelings ever.
Yeah.
And a lot of when I start doing that, which is pretty often, then wanting really not to talk much and sort of going back into old... of didn't see ways. So I don't know. I'd say like just uttering wise, the last few weeks have been really, really hard.
It's so amazing to me, like how quickly, like, the avoidance stuff comes back into play, even though, like, you know, in your head, you're like, oh, this is bad. This is bad. But then you're thinking like, oh, this is only going to do it for like, or it's not like you're really even thinking about it that deeply. You just know that you don't really feel like stuttering hard and long. And
yeah,
you're like trying to just figure out ways to not make that happen. And that seems like the easiest way.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of, pros and cons of like, yeah, it'd be ideal to ask for this, but like, I really don't want to. It's just going to be really, really hard. So I think that I just won't.
Yeah. Well, I've been experiencing much more stuttering the last probably few months than I have in a while. I'm not really sure how long. I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job of not avoiding. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much has to do with fatigue, since you know I just had my son just over 3 weeks ago. So you know, obviously experiencing you know, the whole like newborn parenting thing where I'm not getting the sleep I'm accustomed to. I think that that is playing into it, but I'm not sure if that's completely it. I'm also I don't know if I'm impressed with this or not, but like the thought that I had, I'm sorry, I'm kind of all over the place here, but as I was, I've been doing some contract engineering work again, is that I was on some conference calls and just like, you know, stuttering so much. But I felt like for the most part, it was pretty productive stuttering, except that it was a lot more struggled than I would like. And I just didn't really care a lot. You know, I shouldn't say care. Like it didn't really affect me emotionally in a negative way to a large degree. It certainly affected me a little bit, but I just had the thought that that like, wow, like you can really get away with a ton of stuttering professionally. Like it's like sort of like beyond like my 16-year-old self's wildest dreams, you know. That sounds weird. That like, wow, you can really stutter like a ton and it's still okay. Like it's not just like a little stuttering is okay for me in my life. Like I can really stutter a lot and it's still all right. If, you know, if that's what's needed, if that's what my body seems to be allowing me to do, you know, in that moment or that day.
That's like such a great place to be.
That's what I'm trying to think about. Yeah. Well, so, it's interesting because it's like, usually I feel like either Roisin or I are sort of like speaking from where you are right now. And then you're kind of like coaching us, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. The so last like, weeks have been really, really hard.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think like, what would Karen say to Karen?
I'm interested to know what you mean by, productive stuttering.
I guess what I'm thinking is more like stuttering of like the cleaner variety where you're not avoiding, like you're not circumlocuting, you know, you're not like dancing around phrasing to try to, you know, get around words or sounds. You're conveying the information that you need to in you know, the most efficient way that you know how to in that particular moment.
Yeah. I have a hard time. Like, that all sounds really, really great. If this just goal isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is, like, everything just goes to, I mean, I don't know.
Everything goes to something.
Yeah.
This is, I actually really, really like this conversation because I feel like, I feel like it's really, authentic. You know, it's like you can give advice, or, you know, when you're talking to people about stuttering, or when you're hearing advice about stuttering, but when you're really struggling and, you know, it doesn't feel like there's like a way out.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's sort of indescribably hard.
Yeah. And like, I feel like I am very in tune with like the parts of my body that get to tight when I start to utter. But when you're really stuck, it's like you can be really good at trying to work through words and reduce to tension. And sometimes it just, you just really feel like you can't.
Yeah. And then, like, if someone were to tell you, or it's like all of this stuttering management advice, like, you know, as far as like voluntary stuttering, playing around with your stuttering, it just seems like so sort of strange, because it's like, well, like, I've been blocking for like 10 seconds. You know, it's like, what do you want me to do?
I also feel like even when I try to do those things, it feels like I really can't.
Do you feel like there's, I feel like we should check in with Roisin. Are you still here, Roisin?
She sent a thing saying that she can only hear about 10% and that she feels like she should just bow out, or it will get weird and she'll say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, I guess we were kind of approaching that point before we started recording the show, but then it seemed like magically, like, she found the right like area of her home and it was like working for a second. But
no.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to work today.
For
co-host Roisin.
Which is a shame, because I feel like we haven't talked to her in a long time.
I know, and I feel like she would be giving you really good, or she would just be saying really good things right now. You know what I mean?
Oh,
she's back. She's back.
So I think I can actually, I changed something, and I think I can hear most of it. And I actually heard most of the conversation, but I couldn't. But you weren't hearing me.
Oh.
Oh my gosh!
So you were trying.
Great that you popped in at that exact time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard it, but we were just talking, like, we were like, man, that like really sucks that Roisin's not going to be in the show, because like she'd probably have like some really great stuff to say. And then all of a sudden you were here.
Here I am. And from what I heard, Karen, you were saying that recently you've been having more like struggle. Physically?
Yeah, like so much so that I feel like the word will not come out. And no matter what I try to do to get it out, it just seems very very hopeless. And my only option is just to like wait it out and push.
Yeah, I think that's like actually kind of true. No, that's not. And like every SLP in this country will like email start talking and be like, Roisin's wrong.
That's a good strategy. I mean, probably.
Strategy, but I feel like I feel like recently when I'm having a hard time, like instead of being like, hone in on my stuttering and be like, what can I change right now? I actually try and like sort of like zoom out and like focus on other things in my love life, just because I know now after so many years that it's just variable. And I don't know.
I just don't think that it feels good just to sort of push it out. Like it just feels bad.
True. Yeah.
But at the same time, trying to change it sometimes just, it seems like I can't. And then it's just really hard.
Yeah. I think what I meant pushing, I didn't mean like push through the actual stuttering. I meant like sort of like push through the time. But yeah, no, you're right that feels horrible to do that.
Well, especially because you're a speech language pathologist and you want to be able to do something. Right?
Yeah. And I just know that, like, I like the way it feels when I am in control. When I get stuck and I can sort of be like, I'm really stuck right now. Like, what can I do to make this easier? And to be in a place where you can think that and then try some things and be like, well, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is just like a really frustrating thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like though that it is right now, especially like it is the experience, and it's not surprising at all. It's like especially evocative, like it's emotional. So you have that you're trying to wrestle with as well. Is that?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not that that's not surprising, you know, because you're struggling.
Yeah.
But I think that
my reactions to everyone else have sort of changed too. Like I think way back in the day when I was extremely uncomfortable stuttering ever. That I just assumed that everyone who heard me would just like laugh or walk away or cut me off. And I found that not to be true all the time, but even when the person is very patient, I still feel really, really rushed.
Mm-hmm.
And that my blocks are going on for too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that we can never like underestimate the amount of that like the like deeply rooted guilt in us. Like I kind of expect that now that when I'm having a really hard time that I'm going to have to like contend with that like the bad feeling. Like I'm not sure that's going to ever actually go away.
Yeah.
I just have to like prepare to like to cope with it. What I realized a lot of the time is that like when I'm like I started a kind of a new job in the past few weeks. And I realized on days when I'm having a really hard time speaking, I come home and I feel like a lot more complicated and like negative about the people that I work with. Like in the relationships we have and what I think of them, what they think of me, like it feels like a lot more complex and like net and then the negative. When I'm having a hard time speaking, and I just think that like that I'm so used to like associating stuttering with like a really bad social interaction. And it's like hard to stutter a lot, even if it's a good social interaction. Like I have to like continually like sort of like reorient my mind and be like, no, was fine. It was fine. It was fine. Can you guys like, have you ever felt that?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I guess I was sort of sitting here thinking, because the way you said it, I've never thought about it like that, but I was like, yep, that's true. It's just when you're struggling, I'm not sure if, well, I don't know. I guess maybe, what I was talking about earlier when I was at work on those conference calls, I was maybe approaching a positive place where I was stuttering a lot, but I still felt pretty good about stuff. I mean, maybe not as good as I would like to feel, but yeah, but I mean, I think it is really difficult for us people who stutter to separate those two things.
I mean, this might just be because I'm in kind of a negative place right now, but I can't think of a time, Joel, when I was in like a call like that, and I felt like I was just a struggling and just uttering a lot, and felt good.
Yeah. I guess the place my head always goes is that I think I should know how to not stutter that hard, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I think. But then, I don't know. I try to remind myself of the good stuff when I can. Even when I'm stuttering the amount that I am, like before the conference call, for example, not thinking about stuttering at all, like not worried about it. And then afterwards, like I feel bad for like 5 minutes because I think like I should have been able to do better than that. Like I should know enough strategies where I should have performed bit better than how I did. And then I feel bad for like 5 or 10 minutes, or I might think about it like randomly on my to drive home, but then I try to remind myself that like I'm really not thinking about it very much at all, and like maybe some people would think I should think about it more, but like I am very happy not to think about it much at all ever.
I think it is like that what you just said really at least just struck me about like what we should be able to do.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what that really means. Like,
yeah. See, that's the other thing is like, that's something we tell ourselves, maybe because it's true, maybe because it makes us feel better in some kind of a way that, or, you know, we think that, maybe we think we have more control over this stuttering phenomenon than we actually have.
Yeah.
Like Roisin said, it's variable.
Right.
Yeah.
I almost think that helps me a bit.
Yeah.
As much as like that idea is also kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like the control that maybe I think that I have, maybe I don't.
Yeah.
But in times like this, it does kind of help.
Yeah. But I just feel like the whole idea, like Joel was saying, of like when you leave a situation being like, feeling like you did something wrong or that you didn't do all that you could to make it like a, I'm not even sure, like to make it more comfortable for you or to make it a better communication experience. I kind of feel like that like that's like a form of like self-hate and like us being taught that stuttering is wrong. Even if we're like accepting it overall, the fact that we're still like, every time we are having a hard time, we're like immediately blaming ourselves. It just, I don't know. I mean, it's like the age old question. Like if you're doing something, is it possible to accept yourself and then try and change how you speak? And like, honestly, like I still am not sure.
Yeah.
If like, I think it's really hard for human beings to like work on one thing if they're also trying like to work to change something, if accepting it is also really important. I don't know. Like I kind of feel, I don't know. Does that make sense? Like every time that I feel bad about stuttering, and I'm like, I could have been better. Like I can improve this. Like, I'm just like, these are like actually the same feelings that I had when I was 16. And like, they're not as bad and they're not as like consuming, but like it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that you're 100% right. And I think that it is a form of self hate, and to criticize and be hard on yourself on things that, I mean, this is just the way that I am. It is, yeah, it's not an ideal thing.
It's really hard though, because then you go into like a new situation and like when you meet new people or whatever, and you have to like contend with all over again that like, the way I'm speaking is like very, very different because this person is like reacting to me in a strange way. And like, we have to like, it's like, we have to like accept ourselves over and over again in like every new situation.
Yeah.
Because they always change. It's not like, yeah. You know,
I think that's why it's so easy to try to hide, because it's like, it can get exhausting, you know, especially if you have to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about like, because it's like we're all three like-minded individuals when it comes to this stuff, but it's very fluid in the sense that, you know, sometimes, as we've discussed, we like to think that we know the answers or whatever. And I'm sure that there's someone listening to this show who might be in a place where like they really feel like they have, you know, they're stuttering under control, you know, and they might be thinking like, these people are just, you know, like they just don't want to like do the things that they need to do to stutter less. And I'm just like wondering,
yeah,
like what I would, how I would respond to that, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's really an easy thing to say and a really hard thing to actually do.
Yeah. And like, whenever I hear of those people, and they definitely are out there, like my instinct is to like, want to like sit down with them for like a few hours and like truly figure out if they're happy with themselves. Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure if that, and like, it's very well possible that like they 100% are, and that they accept themselves and like they love themselves. But I want to find out if they actually do. Cause I just can't imagine like, if I put in so much time to change this, if I could still like be proud of who I am and how I was born, mm-hmm. like, I don't know.
And I'm not in the camp that there's not things that we can do to change the way that we talk. I mean, I still would like to and will continue to. I mean, try to make my uttering as easy as it can be. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm just saying that there's times when that's really, really, really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, what might happen too, or what seems to happen to me is, Karen, maybe your stuttering will get easier and you really won't know why.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what's happened in the past. And then doing things to change my stuttering isn't as hard because the blocks just aren't as long.
Yeah.
And they're not as tight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how stuttering gets harder and you're really not sure why.
Yeah.
I feel like every time we talk and, you know, someone says, which is often, it's often that someone says I'm stuttering more than usual. You know, we usually don't say I'm stuttering less than usual.
Wait, we actually say it every time.
Yeah, we do. Maybe I don't know. We pretty much, it would be an interesting study to go back and see how often we say that. But then we usually spend some time like trying to think about why. And then I don't know if that's useful or not. You know, like, you know, earlier in the show, I said, well, I haven't been getting as much sleep. You know, I don't know if that's made it worse. Maybe it has.
Mm-hmm. I really wish there was a way to, like be able to say like my uttering when it feels like a lot and it feels really hard. How does that compare to someone else's norm? Like when I'm saying that it feels so hard to use any sort of speech tools right now. Do you think that's true for someone's everyday today?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I think it's like a spectrum, like pretty much everything in life.
But I wonder if this is like total, I'm like asking a question that is not possible to answer without a laboratory. But I wonder if there's like a certain threshold that we all have where like, which is like our normal.
Right.
And then as soon as you go above that, like the amount of discomfort is all sort of equal. Like someone who stutters like once every 25 words, if they start stuttering once every like 15, if that's like just as painful as me suddenly blocking on like every word.
That's a good point. Right. Yeah, 'cause it's relative.
Right.
Yeah. You can't really quantify discomfort or pain or not that I'm aware of.
But that would be a cool thing to be able to do.
Yeah. I'm at a 6 today.
Yeah.
Right, because then it would sort of like
and your 6 might be like my 9,
right?
And no, the whole it would all be the same. Like, it would be normed. Sorry, Roisin, what were you saying?
And then I was saying, and that would like add like some answers to the whole like. Not there's not like a huge dialogue about this, but like being covert versus being really overt, and people are like, well, it's more painful to be really overt, but then if you're hiding, that sucks too. Like, there's always that sort of like,
yeah.
And it would sort of answer that was really.
I mean, basically, it sucks to be uncomfortable in your skin.
Yeah.
You know? If you stutter a lot and you're fine with it, then like that's pretty much fine because like you're fine with it, you know.
But yeah, but I feel like even if you're fine with it, that doesn't mean that that getting really stuck feels good.
Yeah, but you getting really stuck is feels different than like ultra covert person who never reveals his stuttering and public if he gets really stuck. Even though it really sucks for you, it sucks way less for you than it sucks for him.
I guess.
Yeah. Karen, when you're like in a moment and you're stuck, do you feel like do you feel like it's really hard to move out of that because your like emotions kind of freak out? Or do you feel like it's just like you're sitting there and you're calm, but you just can't get this word out?
I feel calm. I feel like in my mind is very, I feel like it's logical thoughts. Like I know my throat is really tight. I know my mouth is doing this right now, and I actually want my mouth to be in this shape, and I just can't.
That's some like in depth.
Yeah, that's like thinking. So like, what's the word?
Mindful.
Mindful, but also it's so like exact.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I can say to myself, I need to make the S sound next, and I can't get my mouth to go there.
Your mouth is misbehaving.
Yeah, what the F?
Your mouth is very naughty, Karen. Oh my God. I'm sorry, I just said that.
This whole segment will be like bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, what are they talking about? Karen's misbehaving mouth. That's what lots of smart people would tell you to think about.
Yeah. And maybe that, like, honestly, Karen, like, maybe that's like your success. Like in those moments, you're not like, oh my God, they hate me. I hate myself. Like, well, I'm so weird. Like, oh my God, I'm going to explode. You're just like, I need to make an S sound.
Yeah. But it is such a frustrating thing to know, like, to be in that place where you're like, just make an S.
Yeah.
And you just can't.
It kind of reminds me of, like, when I was like 12 years old, I was going golfing with this really good friend of mine who's a really great golfer, and I was just every shot was just horrible. And he's like, "You need to watch the ball, you know, as you hit it." So the next shot I took, I just stared at the ball like almost like too much, like to really like prove a point. Like I just stared at it and I swung and like I just barely nicked it, you know. It went and I was just like, I did what you said, you know. Like I was looking right at it, but it was like there's too much else going on, it's like emotionally that like I couldn't just look at the ball and swing. I was like,
Yeah, Karen. Like I wonder if your frustration is what is like the problem.
Yeah, I mean, it might
it's
be.
It's hard not to be frustrated, but I guess what came to my mind when you were saying that is that, like, perhaps, like, that's just our burden to bear. Like, our burden doesn't have to be, like, shame and, like, fear and, like, guilt, but maybe our burden just is when you want your mouth to be making the sound, it sometimes can't.
Yeah, and that's just a hard thing for me to like accept. Like, I want to believe that I should be able to.
I'm kind of liking the sports analogy now because I'm thinking that, Karen, you're like a professional at managing your stuttering.
Yeah.
And it's like how maybe like Tiger, I'm sticking with golf, like, you know, Tiger Woods was like, you know, the best golfer in the world. And now he's really kind of struggling, or I think he is lately. I don't really know golf all that well, but he probably feels some similar feelings, like he knows what to do and he's just not really able to execute it for whatever reason at this time in his life. And he's probably just driving him crazy.
Yeah.
He's probably trying to figure out why. He's like, you know, I'm trying to make the S sound. I know where my, you know, and his emotions and his frustrations are creeping in, even though they're probably not supposed to when you're golfing. You're supposed to probably be like super zen in the moment. But that stuff creeps in because you're human and it's like, why can't I do this?
Yeah, I like that.
And Tiger Woods allegedly stuttered at one time, or is a stutterer, yeah, right?
So, true.
I don't get that one, though.
Urkel.
Yeah.
Has he ever spoken about that?
I don't know.
He's one that, I don't know, people always throw out, and Tiger Woods stutters. And it's like, wait, you know, it's like, I don't know. I've seen him talk a lot, and I've, you know. Maybe he did like twice when he was three, like everybody does. Anyway, how long have we been talking? I should probably go change a diaper or something.
I don't know, but I feel like we've like talked about me the entire time.
So what?
You know, it was like, I think this is a really, really great conversation. And I don't know, it's interesting because like I've been struggling lately too, but I don't, maybe like Roisin said, we just say that every time or something, but so it was really nice to talk about for me.
I like the idea of thinking of ourselves as like professionals. Just because a lot of us, we have come very far.
Yeah.
And like, it's nice that we've kind of done it like as a crew, but we've come very far and we kind of know like all of our reactions and all of our stuff now.
Yeah.
So like when we're in those moments, just be like, I'm just like Tiger Woods and having a hard day.
Yeah. I mean, the sports analogy is kind of like ringing, just kind of like hitting home with me a little bit, because even though you're struggling doesn't mean you're bad at managing your stuttering or like you're doing something wrong. It's like everybody has a slump, even if they're like really great because of like just lots of different variables.
Yeah.
So, should we wrap it up? Well, thanks for listening to this, this episode of Stutter Talk. It was nice to connect with everybody again, since it's been a while, and, hope you like it. If you have any questions or comments, probably the best way to interact with everyone is to, write something on the Facebook message board or wall, or if you want it to be more private, you can email us at bteam@stuttertalk.com, although we're truly terrible at checking that. I'm going to check it now just in case someone is
truly terrible. That's so true.
We really are. It's probably, we don't need to talk about how long it's been since I've checked it, but anyway, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.